This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Proverbs chapter number 1, verses 5 and 6 says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Now this is giving us a statement and then one more purpose. But the statement is so powerful. A wise man will hear. If you're skilled in the knowledge and the understanding of the Word of God, and you're now applying wisdom, you are now becoming wise. And a wise man will hear. Hearken. The word means listen to obey. Proverbs is just not a bunch of pithy statements to young people to say this is a cool thing. It is that which you need to listen to, learn from, and apply in your life. And a wise man will do that. He will hear. He will hear with the totalness of obedience. It literally is connected to obedience. It has everything to do with a verb that means to hear, to obey. You're listening to know what it is you're supposed to do and doing it. Wise people are people whose spirits are teachable. If you come to the Word of God with a negative attitude, with a thou shalt not attitude, you will never get the joy of knowing what God wants in your life. You will never understand the love that He has for you when you come at it with a negative attitude. And by the way, I don't want to be a foolish man. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and it didn't last. But the wise man built his house upon the rock, and it withstood the storms of life. I want to be a wise man that hears. I want to hear. I want to listen to him. Because a wise man will hear, and then what will that do for him? He will increase learning. It will grow. You will begin to grow. You'll learn. You'll get the teachings and the doctrines of Christ. You will understand what he is trying to say to you. Because it says here, a wise man will increase learning, and a man of understanding, because you're now learning, you're understanding more, he will attain unto wise counsels, meaning he has a teachable spirit. Therefore, as he continues to grow in the Lord, he finds himself getting wisdom counseling and not worldly counseling. And where no counsel is, the people fall, Proverbs says, but in the multitude of counselors are safety. Again, wise counseling. Wise counseling. People who know the Lord and live for the Lord and want just God's word to speak for it. And so he wants us to have that. By the way, we have the greatest counseling of all in the Word of God. Dig in, stay in, pray in, stay in the book. Be in all the services, hear the Word of God preached, be in it every day of your life in devotions and Bible study, and learn and grow. He said, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain to the wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark saying. Well, that was something that would have been very common to those in that culture there in the East. But to understand for you and I, this Proverbs that are being written to the son. You're going to find out as we dig into the book of Proverbs that Solomon wrote it to his son. You'll hear a lot in the first 9 chapters, my son, my son, my son. You and I are sons of God. And the Lord wants us to understand the meaning of his word, the wise wisdom from his word, and the dark sayings that nobody can get, but you can, because you know Christ as your Savior. So dig in. This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.